Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show. On the show today, we have Numerated's very own David O'Malley and Vantage West Credit Union's very own Mark Paposi, and they're talking about how Vantage West is working with Numerated to transform their lending process for member businesses. Really great stuff here from both Mark and David, so check it out. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have two fine gentlemen here representing the credit union industry, talking a little technology today and how it's transforming credit unions and making members' lives that much easier. But before we dive into that stuff, let's do some introductions, shall we? Right below me, we have Mr. David O'Malley from Numerated. David, how are you, sir?
Good, Michael. Thank you so much for having us on today. It's a beautiful day here in the DC area, and it's a real treat to be with our client Mark. So thanks again for facilitating.
Good. Yeah, we're glad you're here as well. And then speaking of Mark, we have Vantage West very own Mark Paposi. Did I get it right, Mark?
You did.
All right. Oh man, first try. Good deal. All right. So, hey, we got the last names right. So let's dive into the topic at hand here, because Vantage West has leveraged Numerated to transform the lending process for member business, which is so important today because more and more credit unions are really getting involved in small business lending. And so that's a really important area for our industry right now. So, but first, David, can you just kind of lay the foundation? Give us a quick overview on Numerated and how you guys help out credit unions. Just a quick elevator speech here.
Yeah, no, we're happy to. Listen, I mean, we believe creating easy access to all business credit products facilitates an overall stronger economy, regardless of market conditions. And in a nutshell, Numerated technology simply makes business lending faster, easier, and more profitable.
Gotcha. For financial institutions. Good deal. And that's what credit unions are looking for. Speed is the name of the game today, right? So.
You bet.
So, Mark, I want to back up the truck here a little bit here. What was going on at Vantage West that prompted you guys to look for a technology like Numerated? What was going on there and what was holding you back?
Yeah, we really had two main objectives. The first one was just to simplify and accelerate access to capital for our members, which included providing faster approvals and funding, because that was really important to our business members. And the second one was really to find a platform that would allow us to efficiently scale, providing loans to those members. So instead of going out and hiring a whole bunch of additional team members to be able to do that, we wanted to scale it on a digital platform.
Okay. Well, smart move indeed. And so why did you guys decide on Numerated? Because there's a lot of other folks out there doing this type of stuff, but how did Numerated kind of percolate to the top here for you guys?
Sure. Yeah, Numerated checked a lot of our boxes. So, it allowed us to provide that instant decisioning that we're looking for in the moment with our members. It allowed us to reduce the amount of time from application to funding down to roughly about 72 hours. And then also it streamlined not only our in-person, in the branch or with one of our business bankers, that journey, but also it provides our business members the ability to go and self-serve themselves through our portal or through our online banking. So all of those were really, really important elements for us and why we picked Numerated.
Right on. Yeah, because we live in a self-serve or self-service environment these days. So why not add that to your financial institution or credit union in this case?
Absolutely. For sure.
Yeah. And again, smart move. David, share with me how when you guys first started talking with Vantage West and, kind of what was the viewpoint there and how did you guys work together to get this, get the momentum rolling here?
I mean, it's a really great story, and we are so pleased to have Mark as a client and the credit union as a client, because most of our clients, and we're a relatively new company, we're about 6 or 7 years on the market now. We are a cloud first, all digital platform, very modern stack.
Okay.
And our clients tend to be visionaries. They tend to be innovative. They tend to be out in front. They tend to be able to look around corners. And those are the characteristics that we found when we started to work with Vantage West. They were truly trying to find a way to serve their members in a much more, let's just call it current way. Post-pandemic, everything seems to have shifted to a more digital first strategy. It was coming. It's been a long time coming, but maybe that was the final catalyst, right? And so now we find that more and more, whether it's business credits or other commercial products, those same people that run those businesses who we served as consumers in a digital way, they're looking for the same experience in their business lives. And I think Vantage West saw that They acted, and frankly, we were able to Mark's point, check a lot of boxes, but mm-hmm. also I think Mark and his team have had a clear vision all the way through, and that's half the battle. They knew exactly what they wanted to do, how they wanted to get there. Our tool fits the need. We're super happy to supply it and then get out of the way, because what they're doing.
Right. I like that. Let them do what they do best, for sure. And yeah. And also like what you talked about, because you know obviously Vantage West is a very forward thinking organization, and then then you couple it with some really cool technology, and that's a recipe for success. And that's what it sounds like is happening here. And so Mark, I want to kind of get to the meat and potatoes of the interview here. And can you share some like maybe some anecdotes or maybe some results type information of working together so far? Because I know you guys are still early on in the process, but what type of results or what type of stories can you share based on working together so far?
Yeah, right now we're processing about 33% more applications through the first 9 months of this year compared to a year ago.
Wow.
It's important to note that, you know, we only have 4 loan products on the Numerated platform, 2 of which didn't even get rolled out until March of this year. So we're way ahead of where we were last year. And the other important note to that one is like we have not added any additional FTE relative to that volume. And the second one, and the big one from a member experience perspective, yeah. is, you know, we've reduced our time from the start of an application, which yeah. is really, really important, not the completion of one, but the start of an application to funding has been reduced by 45%.
Oh my gosh. Okay. I'm writing this stuff down. So pardon me if I look like I'm distracted, I'm not. So what was that? 45% you said?
Correct.
Good grief. Those are phenomenal numbers. So, I mean, and so what do you attribute? I mean, and David, I'm going to let you chime in here. What do you attribute these numbers to? Obviously, your technology speaks for itself, but I want to get your perspective.
Yeah. And I appreciate the chance to talk about it just for a moment. I mean, we've actually really been maybe a little too modest on this front in touting. I mean, all vendors like to tout why they're wonderful and different and special. I mean, but we haven't really pressed firmly on the thoughtful use of data and AI. And of course, AI gets thrown around a lot these days. It's a very trending topic. But I'm talking about actually real world machine learning that's behind the scenes that actually allows for some of the automation, that allows and enables a lot of the efficiencies that we see, let alone all the gains that Mark referred to. There's a whole bunch of efficiencies as well. And I think leveraging that for, you know, things like lightning fast spreading of financial statements or tax documents in real time, without the need for manual intervention. And of course, leading to things like the 3-minute coffee break loan, which is what put us on the map to begin with, being able to go from application all the way to funding, unprecedented, you know, not even close in the market. And that's just because of leveraging that careful and thoughtful use of data and AI at the core. And then the rest sort of follows, right? Once you get that right, you get that machine running, it leads to great things if people are willing to embrace it, which obviously yeah. Bennett.
So. And what was that terminology again? You used it, the 3-minute coffee break loan. Was that the?
Yeah. It was featured in the Wall Street Journal, the front page of the business section. It was something that was a byproduct of our company making a very careful and quick pivot. Prior to the PPP program, and so we became a vendor of record. Almost 10% of the country's loans flowed through our LOS platform.
Believe it or not.
So you know, 50,000. I'm sorry, 50 billion in loans and at least 50,000 businesses, 250,000 business owners using the platform every single day. So it was by accident, maybe, you know, battle tested and market proven before we even took it to the individual. So it's been a great experience for all of us. I think we've learned a ton along the way about how to take advantage of that and be able to bring a 3-minute loan if needed, which was needed back then, right? To the consumer today. So
that's cool. Oh my gosh. And Mark, how does this make you feel for your credit union and especially your members? Because I think these numbers are just going to get better and better the more you use this stuff, right? So I mean, what are your thoughts seeing these numbers just so far? I mean, this is a phenomenal stuff right out of the gate.
Yeah, I mean, we're obviously very satisfied with the platform. It's, you know, as David indicated, you know, we had a very specific objectives that we were trying to accomplish, and we've been successful so far in doing it. And we have more that we want to get out of the platform, but it's more on us, as David indicated. You know, set us up, get out of our way. There's a lot of things that we want to do internally in order to continue to promote our business services to our complete membership base.
Yeah, I bet your members who have gone through that process are, suffice to say, tickled pink with the process. My gosh, I mean, I'd be like, I'd be talking to my friends and neighbors about, did you see this? So yeah, that's pretty cool. Pretty cool. And next question for you, Mark, here. So what's the big goal here for your credit union and leveraging this technology, leveraging Numerated's technology for your members and having these amazing numbers? So what's the big audacious goal here, obviously?
Yeah, it's been efficiency, not only for us internally, but for our members as well. So, you know, Numerated's platform has made business lending process easier, not only for our members, but equally as important for our bankers in the field, which includes not only our branches, but we'll also be rolling it out to our call center. So in today's environment, leveraging our retail and call center distribution channels using a digital channel provides increased efficiency without really having to add any new team members. And then, you know, the other piece is the platform will allow us to proactively provide lending solutions via our digital channel to all of our business members. Mm-hmm. So we recently sent out an electronic message to 100% of all of our members, just not the business members at Vantage West.
Yeah.
And we elected to include all members, not just business members, since we knew there are some businesses hiding behind consumer checking accounts.
Right.
And also, this was a great way to advertise that we make business loans at Vantage West. So the title of the communication was Business Loans Made Easy. Mm-hmm. And we would have never been able to do that without that platform.
Yeah. That's cool. Oh my gosh, what a great story. What a great story. So what's next for you guys? I mean, obviously, I know you're still early on here, but are there plans for like phase two or what's next here? Or are you guys just going to keep rolling with the momentum here? David, what's next on the docket?
You know, for Numerated, it's great. We're so pleased to now be serving the credit union market. You know, we started out with banks and we found that there is a great demand for commercial services in the credit union space. And it's coming more and more each day, it seems. And so it's been a real treat. I can remember way back early when I was with a company called Open Solutions, which later was acquired by Fiserv. Maybe some of your listeners remember that brand. We were pretty heavily into the credit union space. It was just beginning to really become a thing, being able to offer commercial services. Mm-hmm. Today, we see that it's really proliferated all across the market, from very small to very large and everyone in between. We're just pleased to be able to serve that market. So for us, what's next is we continue to invest in our platform to bring automation to our clients. And I guess one thought I would share with those listening that may not have traditionally characterized yourselves as maybe as innovative or forward thinking or looking around corners, some of the comments I made earlier, you don't have to be to start this process.
Very true.
We've designed a platform and we continue to invest in a platform that allows financial institutions to start very slowly with quick wins with very simple credits that you'd like to categorize or include in this program. And you can begin very slowly and then work your way towards all of your commercial credit products if you choose to. Mm-hmm. Many of our clients have invested heavily in other platforms over the years. And we know that there's a lot of technology debt there. We know there's a lot of other legacy platforms. And what we've invested in for our clients is rather than ask you to come and rip and replace something to get the benefits of something modern like this, we've built an engagement portal layer, which essentially expands and extracts value across any of those workflow platforms that you already have.
Gotcha.
So brands like, you know, Meridian Link or nCino or Brigo, you know, familiar brands have been out there for a long time. Wonderful products for workflow and rules engines. If you want the user experience, the borrower, the lender experience, if you want to have the ability to do some of the quick win, some of the things Mark's referred to that's given them such great metrics, you can start by doing that and you can start by leveraging some of the Numerated tools. You don't have to go all in. That's my point. You can do this in measured ways and get quick results and show your board that you're having success with the program.
Yeah, that's a great point. You don't have to be the credit union on the tip of the spear to use something like this. Anybody can use it and really take advantage of the technology of what most folks are doing these days for sure. And Mark, I want to get your perspective as well. What's next? Because it sounds like this is serving two audiences at your credit union, not only your business members, but also your staff too, because it sounds like you're making it easier on them as well to process these loans, right? So is that a kind of a fair assessment?
Absolutely. We have a business banker model where, you know, they historically have supported the branches in anything from deposits to lending. And although we have not officially rolled it out to all of our branches, the branches have on their own, gone into the system and figured out how to use it. It's that easy. And so we've got, you know, all of our bugs worked out behind the scenes in our process. And so very quickly, we'll aggressively roll it out to our branches and to our call center so that they can independently be able to take an application if a business member or prospect walks into their branch.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this is great, great. This is why I love doing stories like this. It's really cool to see how we're taking leaps and bounds forward. So, well, on that note, gentlemen, I know you guys have lots of work to do. Anything else to add to wrap up here? David, I'll let you go first. Any final thoughts on this topic?
If you don't mind, Michael, just a quick note. I mean, we also want to just reinforce our support for the credit union market. We are about to announce a fantastic new partnership with a very well-established CUSO who serves over 600 credit unions with commercial banking services. And so we're wildly excited about this. This will provide these services, these technologies to the credit union community, whether they'd like to procure direct from us or whether they'd like to procure through a trusted CUSO.
Yep.
And we think that's going to be great for everybody concerned. And so we're hoping that that everyone will pay attention to that and see that coming soon.
Cool.
I'd also just say that if you're looking for an end-to-end business LOS, this is what we do. So please do look up your options and give Numerated a call. But if you're looking to complement your existing legacy platform, mm-hmm. again, my point earlier, those are areas we can help you with as well. And so we certainly look forward to a chance to do that.
Sounds good. Well, we'll put the link in the show notes for sure so people can get right to you guys. And then we'll be sitting on pins and needles for that news coming around the corner as well. So thank you for that. All right. And Mark, any final thoughts from the credit union perspective?
Sure. I know there are many credit unions out there trying to figure out how to gain more efficiency in their current business banking lending process, and maybe some credit unions that want to start to make loans for their business members. I'd highly recommend a platform such as Numerated, since it provides, you know, the credit union the efficiency and the scalability to provide, you know, an appropriate return on their investment, while at the same time providing, you know, the business members the digital experience that they're expecting from us.
Yeah, well said. Well said, guys. All right, I'm going to let you guys get back to work. Thank you so much for chatting it up today. Really good stuff here. I mean, great numbers, great results. And I think this is only the beginning. I think it's, as you guys well know, it's just going to get better and better. So keep up the good work, guys, and look forward to another chat down the road again. Well done.
Michael, thank you.
Thank you.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible.